Hello, this is Bert Sugar. I'm the editor of Fight Game, author of a few books on boxing, about eight of them. And I'm here to talk to you about Jack Johnson, one of the great cultural figures in our history and the first black heavyweight champion of all time. Jack Johnson was known as the Galveston Giant because he was out of Galveston, Texas. He was the uncrowned champion of the heavyweight division for a long while because basically whites did not fight blacks because it would give instant equality to the black man standing in the other corner whether he could win or not. Howsomever, he chased Tommy Burns, who was the champion, and Johnson took off for Sydney, Australia, where he fought Burns on December 26, 1908, and basically destroyed him. What happened after that was that a cry went up from America for Jim Jeffries, who'd retired undefeated in 1905, to come back. "Jeffries, it's up to you," wrote Jack London, the great writer in America and the New York Herald Tribune, calling Jim Jeffries, who'd retired in 1905, to come back and fight for the white race. And so was made, probably in 1910, the greatest sociological event in the 20th century. I can make a point for it. But this one moment on July 4th, 1910, was the most important moment in race relations and boxing in the 20th century in America. You must understand the temper and the tenor and the times of 1910. Blacks were basically not secondary, but tertiary citizens. And here was a man who was champion of the world. And so what you had was the great white hope, Jim Jeffries, against, as he was advertised, the Negro Defender. There were rumors. First, H.G. Wells would be the referee. Secondarily, it would be Arthur Conan Doyle, who had written much about boxing. Doyle declined. Wells never responded. And it was a great spectacle. It was in Reno, Nevada, because it had been thrown out of San Francisco, California. The thinking in San Francisco was that it was an abomination. Trains came in from Chicago, New York, L.A., San Francisco, and all towns east, west, north, and south. And it was worthy of the title, the fight of the century. And the century was only 10 years old. And you know what? Looking back, it can still hold up as the fight of the century. It's a 45-round scheduled fight. 15th round, Jeffries shuffles out, Johnson runs out, first punch he lands, knocks Jeffries out of the ropes. The crowd was stone silent. They had seen and sensed and felt what had happened. But in other cities in America, they hadn't seen, they'd only heard. In those days before television, they'd only heard on somebody's running of the Western Union message what would happen. They didn't believe it. The blacks did. They were out in the streets rejoicing. The whites didn't, and they were very upset. By the next day, the rejoicing had boiled over, and there were riots in at least 12 cities in America with over 40 people killed. 1946, coming to New York for the second Joe Louis Billy Kahn fight after World War II. Jack Johnson's coming up from North Carolina, where he lives, and he lost control of his roadster doing 110 miles an hour. Ran off the road and hit a tree. And the line by John Lardner was the greatest line I have ever heard, and his postscript was, "Jack Johnson died crossing the white line for the last time."